Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of October skies. You know, the leaves
What's
on the
up?
Trees
What's
are falling.
Everybody, welcome
the
aboard
of
the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you.
And I'm trying to
again,
to
as we continue to say, the drudgery continues.
You know,
nobody cares about what's going on, and the illusion lives on. The Houdini of the markets continues as we continue to forget about anything that could possibly be wrong, because of course the markets are in great shape and they continue to go higher. And of course I'd like to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge at the same time, but you know, one of the things we have to, you know, always be aware of is the direction, the market, and where it's going. You know, if we try to outsmart the markets, typically we end up in pretty poor shape. And that is one thing that I always warn everybody is to be careful. You know, I talked to a few people yesterday and they go, well, I've like kind of lost all my money. And I go, well, were you using your opinion or were you actually following, you know, some sort of charting? And well, no, I was, you know, I've been bearish the market. And I go, oh, that's good. You know, the market's going straight up. I mean, it's hard to determine, you know, that we can use an overall opinion on the market, because generally the opinion is wrong. Generally, we have to use the tools that the market gives you, and there are many tools out there that the market does share with you. You just have to be patient enough to find them and to use them. Because again, it isn't the quantity of trades that you make in this business, it's actually the quality of the trades that you make in this business. Okay, I mean, you can make all the trades you want, but and you know, at the end of the day, we have to you know, work and do things you know, as the market tells us, and we can't decide, you know, just because we believe that this is going to be the move. We have to find proof or evidence, indeed, that the move is going to happen. And you use that, we call it the market footprint. And the market footprint is actually trying to decipher the money flow. And that comes from watching a chart, watching price, watching volume, which then gives you the best opportunity to be a part of the next market move and a part of the next activity. And that becomes the way that you start to trade. You know, we look at all markets and we look at all markets the same way. Okay. And this is something that we have to understand, because when we find the right way to do things, then we give ourselves a much better mathematical chance. Okay. And that is the best way to do things, because if you give yourself an opportunity, you have to say, okay, so I'm giving myself the best chance to win because I'm using the proper mechanics of the market. Now, all of the tools that are out there, they can give you a little bit of guidance, but they are not the end-all be-all, because if they were, then you know, everybody would be sitting home in their jockey shorts. So the idea is for you to start to watch and read markets. Now, we've been saying, you know, for a couple of weeks, now I'm certainly not bullish here, but I certainly know that trying to sell these markets here is kind of a futile effort. Okay, because the markets right now are dull. They're draining. They're impossible right now, because if you remember, we talk about this, dull markets tend to drift higher. we are seeing a major collapse in volatility. Now, one of the things that you can take, one of the footprints or one of the messages you can take away from that is that the markets are going to do something here. And the more they collapse, the more that the likelihood figures that the market will go down when it's ready. But right now, it is not ready. There's an event out there that will probably occur that will say, okay, this is where we're going to start to see some selling. But again, it will not go straight down. But if you watch and use the market footprint, that will give you a much better feel for what could and should happen next. Now, again, the footprints are not absolute and are not exact, but they are giving you an idea of what the anticipation of the money is telling you. So if we follow the money, we have a much better opportunity to follow along with the market. And again, you have to be able to be flexible where you don't let the markets stand in your way because of your opinion. It's very difficult and challenging to not have your opinion, because what happens is you want to believe in something and you want to think that you're right, but unless the footprint backs that up, you are not. And this is something that it's the age-old destruction of traders and investors who believe that they can outsmart the market. Now, you know, we're getting a tremendous amount of positive encouragement about how strong the markets are right now. Now, again, if you first remember that the markets and the Main Street are not in the same neighborhood, then you can understand that. But again, of course, the more people that become positive that the markets won't go down, the more likely they will. Now, there's still a bunch of bears out there that are trying to, you know, sell this market. And that's what we have to clear. Before we can do anything else, we've got to clear a lot of these sellers out, because really what's happening now is sellers or short sellers create and help with sustain the rally, because they continue to sell and then they're continuing to force the cover because the market won't break. And this is an age-old problem. This is not new. This has been going on since the beginning of time. That's why, you know, perma bears typically, you know, if they can make enough when it does happen and quit, then they'll be okay. But typically, you know, perma bears are going to lose. If we believe the markets go up 9% year over year, then perma bears typically will lose unless they can wait for that opportunity and possibly make, you know, one or two big trades every couple of years, okay, when it's time to see some movement. You know, again, there's a thousand ways to trade the markets, okay? But they all come back to the same thing, okay? Where and how can I make the most amount of money? So, you know, all of this ties in to when and where can I be the most successful and what tools can I use? And right now, I think if you look at gold, you know, you look at some of the cheap ETFs that are out there, that's probably a good way to play gold right now, because you do have and can create some reasonable opportunities. So, you know, you can look at that. And again, it depends on what you're looking to do. But to be active here or overly active is a sin, because right now there just is not much to do. And rather than, you know, try to get involved, go have a, is it time for eggnog yet? Go have an eggnog. Okay. It's much better to be patient and on the sidelines right now, because there's not much going on. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm, the only station that you need, but also you can download The Bubba Show as well as The Sporting Edge there. And make sure you go to bubbatrading.com and check out the new hedging program. We're starting January 4th. We're going to stop by here for a break, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, you know, it's funny. you continue to watch and you continue to observe and you continue to see. And more than that is you, every time you turn the TV on and you hear, oh, we had another 20th new high in the Dow this year, the 10th new high here, the Trump rally, this is that, and so on and so forth. And in the meantime, what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything, okay? You know, remember, we cannot benefit once the horse is out of the barn. We need to be back to what we talked about in the beginning, the footprint of the market. But I do think some interesting things have happened, and I think they're encouraging from a market standpoint, from an economy standpoint, and from a government standpoint. Now, again, yesterday, in a very symbolic gesture, Donald Trump told Boeing that they were over budget and he didn't want their planes. But, of course, there's a contract, so he really can't do that. But if this is going to be his MO, okay, and if he is really going to keep things on budget, which he has done in his own business, then you're seeing a drastic change in Washington, which will help us continue to cut down on the overspending. Now, again, nothing's going to get back the $19 trillion that fast, but you got to start somewhere, okay? And this is one of the things, you know, if you've ever been in a hospital, okay, you know, you've taken an aspirin, they charge like $38 for one aspirin, you know, that you can buy the whole bottle for, you know, $2.99. They charge you $38, okay? Well, in the government, you know, there's been stories, you know, the $10,000 toilets. And so if they can cut the crap, pardon the pun, from the budget, okay, then we have a shot, okay? Again, it has to start at the top. And if Trump legitimately starts to cut these frivolous and ridiculous charges that we get charged, because, you know, a lot of people have become multi-billionaires on getting government contracts because basically the government doesn't check. They just send you a check. You know, I would venture to say that if you had, and if you were a government provider and had a contract and you sent them a bill for something you didn't send, you'd probably get paid. That's how bad the system is. So if you look at it from that standpoint and we can start to see some change up at the top, then I think we can cut a tremendous amount of debt off. And that is not a one-time debt. That's a year-in and year-out debt, because what we have is a bunch of crooks that continue to do things. And, you know, again, I'm not accusing anybody, okay? But I would not be surprised if it ever came out that somebody was billing the government for something and they weren't delivering it and they were splitting the money with somebody. That would never surprise me, okay? And I'm not accusing, but I'm also saying that it wouldn't surprise me. I think that there's so much graft and corruption in the government that eventually will come out. Now, the best opportunity for us for it to come out is with Trump in there, because again, so far, his MO has been to try to, you know, he calls it drain the swamp. But if you clean up the crap, you know, if you get in there and you get a real guy that really wants to see the numbers, you know, if you ever saw the movie Dave, he brought in his accountant, you know, and he went through the budget. I mean, if we ever really got somebody in there to really look at all the waste, because obviously just a tremendous, tremendous amount of waste. You know, you look at where we throw away money like it was free. And if we can start to change that, I mean, you're talking about billions of dollars. Now, again, a trillion's a lot more than a billion. And in the obviously, the easy comparison is just simple. I mean, you know, a million seconds is 12 days. A billion seconds is 33 years. And a trillion seconds is a lifetime, is 100 lifetimes, right? And this is what we have to start. But you got to start it at some point. And believe it or not, if we could start just cleaning up that waste, okay, we could probably save, you know, Social Security if they would make the right adjustments in age for newcomers into the workforce, okay? And these are things that have to be done and taken care of. Because if we do that, again, it always comes down to money, doesn't it? I mean, listen, it's always about the money. So if we would start to have the expenses that are ridiculous and of no value to anybody, okay, where we're just actually just, you know, kind of giving the money away, I think we would find that there is billions of dollars that we could just skim right up the top. Now, again, $1 billion isn't going to save anything, but it's certainly going, isn't it a sick? $1 billion isn't going to save anything, but it's certainly going to be, again, a help because it's money that's already there. Okay. And if we can start to see this happen, okay, and get rid of all of the idiots, because think about just the waste of money that the government has. Okay. Think about some of the hearings that we have where we get all the congressmen, you know, the all the guys together. I mean, that's where government has become too big and too ridiculous. And if we can take that away, and it doesn't, again, I don't care what side you're on, okay, because they're both very similar and they're both crookies, okay, because again, it's always the question, why would you spend $1 million to get elected to a $50,000 job? I don't know. Kind of, you know, doesn't make sense to me, right? And so that is something that we need to look at. And again, I'm hoping that Donald Trump is the answer. I'm hoping that he's going to bring forth a real business attitude, because those of you who have listened to my show since its inception was always, we need to run the United States like a business. Because after all, it is the biggest corporation in the world. And until we run it like a business, all we're going to have is nothing. Because the business of government and the business of running a business, I mean, remember, the government's running many, many businesses underneath it. So if it's taken care of properly, then what we're really going to have is a well-run machine. And we can then actually continue to try to meet and make a budget and actually live by that budget. But there are obviously a lot of changes. But the first thing we got to find is where all the leakage is and where all this money continues to go. Because, again, we know that most of the money, a big percentage of the money, is going into thin air. It's vanishing. And how is it vanishing? Because there's a lot of people, you know, that have a lot of big contracts. You know, you don't think these big companies, you know, give all these donations because they're nice people. They give them because they want favor on the other side. So we have to figure out where all those favors are going. And then, just then, maybe we can get back on the right track of fiscal responsibility and actually have an opportunity to run a business and actually turn it into a profitable business. I mean, you know, I always use the post office, it's a problem because, again, there's too many of them and there's too much money dealt around and there is too many issues that are left untaken care of. And until we take care of them, we have to continue, you know, to try to clean up the mess, because if we don't clean up the mess, what happens is we end up just throwing more money away, and it's more bad money or good money after bad ideas, and we need to clean that up, and that really becomes the spot, okay? And that's what we have to do, and hopefully, again, that's what Trump will do. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and LibertyTalk.fm gets you the download of the show, and the BubbaTrading.com gets you the look at the new hedging program. And of course, I did a great webinar on it. If you'd like to hear it, you can hear it for free. All you have to do is send me an email at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com. Say, I want to hear the hedging webinar, and I will email it to you. In the meantime, I'm going to step out of here for a break, and I will be back. Never fear, Bubba's here. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back to you. See you in a minute.
Thank you.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and let's head over to Rural Rally Radio with our friend Marlon Bowling, and we'll hear what I had to say this morning about the livestock and grain market. So let's get over to Rural Rally Radio now.
Bubba Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. Always a joy to talk to get his insight into the markets. And Todd, a lot of folks have to take a moment and reflect on Pearl Harbor Day, but other than that, what's going to be the focus of the markets here?
Well, first we will salute those that served, and always on a day like this. And today we have to kind of watch the price action, Marlon. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. The markets have been excruciatingly quiet, and we've had some action and some moves, and I think we've seen in the grains. I think we've seen, not a top. I'm very bullish overall, but I think a near term high, probably in beans, and probably a near term high in corn here. I mean, they met both the objectives I had set over the weekend looking at the charts, and I think that again, I'm not worried that we're going to collapse. I think there'll be a little bit of selling pressure or a little bit of sideways movement here, but again, I'm looking for more spots to enter to the long side, because I do believe that the dollar is going to start to really roll over pretty good. I think they've overshot their mark on what the Fed's going to do next Wednesday. I know they're going to raise, but I think they've gone a little bit farther than they should. I think you're going to see oil start to give way here again, as well as I'm sure that OPEC will renege on their deal. So I think there's a lot of things going on, and I think all pretty positive for the grain space, but they have had a nice little pop here, and I think there's going to be probably a little bit of selling pressure. But again, we're looking for opportunities to get back in and bring in some new money from the outside to help push these higher.
All right, so it looks like we went up and tested the recent highs from about a week and a half ago in the soybean trade, tested it, but backed away from it, kind of like a hot flame. Was that something that maybe raised a few caution flags in your mind, that it got close to it and then it just couldn't even go through it?
Well, I think what we've seen, Marlon, really, if we really go back, actually it's like 20 weeks now. Originally, until we broke out this last time in beans, we were in an 18-week 960 to 1020 range in the Novi beans. And then when we finally broke out, we found a new range, which was 1020 to 1070. And it looks like we're going to try to trade that range. But the nice thing to see from a bull standpoint is that we're holding these higher lows, and we are holding this higher range. So I think it was perfectly natural that we got up to that level and then we did pull back. And I think that is more healthy for the market overall from a trading standpoint and from a potential of bringing in new money from the outside than if it would have actually just gone straight through. Because I think if it goes straight through, it tends to sell off much harder once it comes back down.
It's a little early to tell, but it almost has that appearance that it's establishing an uptrending channel in the soybean charts.
I would agree 100%. I think we're now starting to see some movement, and I think that the movement has been very positive. And again, if you're a farmer producer, you don't want to really worry about the moment-to-moment price movement. What you need to worry about is if we break down and break that support, then there's something to think about. And if we break up, obviously we just want to make sure that we're protecting our higher levels, because we can do that through hedging our portfolios or our crops. And I think that's something that's important to understand. But right now, the action is not at all bearish. It's actually very solid, consolidating action, looking like it's building another base at a higher level that then will push higher once again. And I think that's the important thing to watch as a trader in general, but now in the beans specifically.
Do you consider corn, though, to be kind of range-bound right now?
Well, you know, I thought corn actually, I was a little concerned last week when we broke down below 345, but we immediately came right back, and then we went to 365, which was my first target on the upside. So I think corn will now sit here, and I think, again, I would love to see it kind of churn. Obviously, we want the whole 345, which is we're long away from it for the moment, but as you know, they could turn any second. But as long as we can start to hold here and make higher lows here as well, I think we'll take out that 365, and I think we'll go higher. But I think right now, I would look for a little bit of consolidation or sideways trading, and then look for another opportunity to buy and see another push higher.
Well, Chicago wheat on the March contract made new contract lows here about three trading sessions ago or so. It tried to bounce off of that, but it just hasn't gotten very far. It looks like it was weaker again overnight. What do you see here?
Well, believe it or not, the chart pattern doesn't always suggest nor support me, but I believe that wheat is going to be the big winner of 2017.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think what we're going to see is when the dollar finally does collapse. And I don't mean collapse to zero. I mean, just it's going to go down. I think the dollar's got a substantial move to the downside. You know, I kept looking for that par trade, the 100, and we got to 102, which is my ultimate target. And I think that now we're going to get, when this dollar starts to come down, I believe wheat is the most affected by the strength of the dollar. And I think the dollar is going to start to show some weakness, which will really improve the exporting of our wheat. And then I think push prices higher. And I think that spread, that traditional spread we've always watched, which is wheat is typically about a dollar over corn, will get back to those ranges. So I think that wheat, in my opinion now, would be the opportunity to be the best performer in 2017.
Well, we did hear some concerns off of the wires yesterday about the Ukraine wheat crop maybe not getting off to the start that it had a year ago. We'll have to wait and see how the growing season turns out once we get through the winter. Todd, we'll pause for a break. We'll bring you back here in just a little bit, talk a lot more about the markets. Our guest is Todd Bubba Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We're back with you on the morning edition here of Commodity Wrap here on a Wednesday morning edition. It is Pearl Harbor Day, so make sure you take a moment and reflect back on that. On our producer-engineer here, we have Zach Troutman running the board for us today. On the phone, we have Todd Bubba Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com. Now, he's based in Chicago, and we were talking about the grain trade a moment ago. Wanted to focus more on the livestock side in this segment here, but wanted to note as well the U.S. dollar index was fairly flat overnight. It looks like the crude oil was kind of backing up a little bit overnight on the outside markets, just to get you updated there. Looks like crude maybe down about a half dollar or so at last check here. On the cattle trade yesterday, Todd, what a day. We came roaring back and closed over $2 higher in most of the contracts on the cattle. That was a dramatic turnaround yesterday.
It was very dramatic, and I think it was a little bit overdone. Again, in the cattle space, both fats and feeders, I am bullish, but I'm convinced that we need a sell-off, and I'm not going to be real thrilled other than, you know, if you own them, it's great that if they keep going up, but I think there's going to be some sort of a pullback here, and I think that would be, again, healthy for the markets. I'm looking for, you know, 121, 122 in the feeders, and I'm looking for 106, 107 in the fat cattle. I think that is will be much healthier, and we'll start to build that same bullish pattern that we want to see, and I think we're going to get that. I think that we've had a little bit here, and it's held up extremely well, but I do believe that they're going to see some new money coming to sell here real quick, and I think they'll get trapped, as they usually do. And I would look for a little bit of move higher after we get a little bit of a sell-off.
So you don't think the sell-off that we've had in the last week has been enough then?
No, I don't think it's been anywhere near enough. I mean, we really haven't come off much from the recent highs here, and I think that's something that we have to look at. And again, there's been, you know, a little bit going on in the cash markets, and it looks like they're starting to give way a little bit, and they kind of anticipated, you know, right before the Thanksgiving holiday and pushed up. But I think now we're coming down here, and I think we're coming to in a period where we should see a little bit of a pullback. But again, it's only, to me, would be a temporary pullback, and it would really be giving those who believe and want to buy a chance to buy at better prices, which I think we will get that opportunity.
Now, on the lean hogs, if I recall, last week we had very dismal pork export sales on the weekly export sales. We are really starting to see a little bit of a surge here now in the lean hog market all of a sudden. Is that a sign that maybe those exports will be picking up next week?
You know, Marlon, I've been very frustrated and confused in the hog market, to be honest. I think that there's either we're going to get one big sell-off here, because I think they're well overdone, or there is something outlying, and it may be exports or something else that's out there in the world that we haven't seen yet that is forcing these prices to hold, because they have been unbelievably strong and have had, you know, one heck of a rally from down at the original lows. And we continue to pound higher no matter what goes on in any other market around the globe. Right now, the hogs hold up under any circumstances. And to me, that suggests that either the shorts are still trapped and they're going to really come down hard, or there's some underlying news in the market that we have not seen or heard yet that is going to force these prices and the reason that they are holding here. So I'm a little bit befuddled and confused here, and I'm basically looking from the neutral side here, although I do believe there should be some sort of a selling pressure. But if there is news in the market that has not appeared yet on the tape, and it would be something that we're not expecting, then I think that might actually continue to push them higher.
Well, that rally yesterday sure stands out like a sore thumb. We'll wait and see. Todd Bubba Horwitz is with BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. Get in touch with him. Look up his website. It's excellent. He'll be glad to help you out with your marketing plan. We'll be back with more Commodity Wrap right after these messages.
And, of course, the hogs are the most befuddling market that I can see right now. I think that there's something going on that we have not been yet notified of. But overall, I think that we should see some pressure in the grain markets. I think we should see some pressure in the cattle markets. But again, pretty much I'm fairly bullish here, and I think that a lot of things, from all the bad news that we've been seeing for all these months in these markets, I think we're going to now start to see a little bit turnaround and see potentially some good news in these markets. And I think, you know, into next year, I think 2017 is going to be a good year. And as I said to Marlon, I do believe it's going to really be in wheat. But we'll see how that all plays out, and that'll do it. We'll be back after the break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download not only The Bubba Show every day, but The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And do yourself a favor and go to bubbatrading.com. And if you'd like to get that recording of that hedging webinar I did, it's yours free. All you got to do is just email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horwitz. We're going to stop out here for a break, and we'll be back to you after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, coming right back. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with you. And, you know, you like that? You know, I don't know. I'm watching these rallies, and I'm watching the media that tends to lean way to the left, and you know what happened to unity and being a part of the same team. You know, I don't understand why we have to so dramatically pick a side when at the end of the day we're really all on the same side, and we understand the differences in the different parties. But when the elections are over and the country is running, should we not all work for the same common goal? Or should we continue to try to undermine what's happening and what's going on? And that, to me, seems to be the bigger problem. And the decisions that get made based on that are what really throws the old monkey wrench into the system. You know, you watch these Trump rallies that, you know, he goes out to, and he's trying to unify America now, and he's trying to create something new and create actually more of a togetherness and a stride for a common goal why is it that we have a battle within our own people? Okay, isn't it not better to battle against the enemies of this country versus battle against ourselves? There is where I believe the system has broken down. And to me, that becomes the bigger issue and why the system is broken. Because we should have, after the election, after all the nasty comments made and after all the things that have happened, there then should be the opportunity to make the country better, to build on a common goal, because are we not all the same after the election is over? Are we all not just people and citizens of this country that want to see the country succeed? Now, the ignorance of the left media that continues to harp on things that have no value and no meaning becomes very disturbing to me, because I think that, you know, you try to improve upon the area. And this, you know, we've talked about competitive situations and where's the competition gone. And an election is a competition like any other thing. And, you know, every party wants to have their people in, and I don't have a problem with that. That's the way that the system works. That's, you know, true competition is the way that we should do everything. But when after the competition is over, to try to undermine, you know, what is happening is just ridiculous. It's, you know, I'll take my bat and ball and go home. I mean, the game is over. It is time now to make the country stronger, because I hope that everybody has got the same overall goal of being better. Now, you don't have to agree with everything that the current party is in, but, you know, you want, I would hope that Americans want what's best for America, not American Democrats or American Republicans or American Libertarians, but Americans. And I think that we're seeing far too much of this ridiculous crap that right now the left is throwing. And, you know, I'm tired of the whole crooked thieves and the mess. And again, that does not isolate the Democrats or the Republicans. That talks about all of the crooks that are in Washington, all the crooks that are in politics throughout the country. And again, you can have your views on which party is better, and of course, you know, obviously, you know, there's conservatives, there's liberals, but at the end, once the party has been chosen, it should be, how do we make it better for Americans? And that's where I see the problem, and I think that's where a lot of the issues come in, from, you know, from overspending to a lousy budget to the debt that we're creating. It's not, you know, that's not a Republican or a Democratic issue. That's an American issue. And that's where I don't get really understand how people can be so stupid and ignorant and idiotic that it's over. There's nothing you're going to do about it. So now would you like to wreck the country so that you can try to get your way? And that, I think people see through that crap. I think that people understand who is really for Americans, because I think we are Americans first. I think that we should be concerned about the country. You know, if we're at war with somebody, I don't think that the soldiers look and say, well, I'm not going to save you because you're a Republican or you're a Democrat or you're a Libertarian, I think they become brothers in arms. And at a later date, they might have a battle. But when it comes down to crunch time, is it not the best to be unified as a nation when we've created so many problems for ourselves and there's so many things happening between the terrorism and between you know, some things going on with these communist nations and some of our enemies? And doesn't it make more sense to bring together unity to fight and warn off those? And wouldn't it be better for everybody, depending on who's in power, that if you all work together, that the voting American public could see who is better and who would bring together the country the next time when we do need another president? Yet you have the media continuing to bash, you have people continuing to bash, and to me, again, it makes no sense. It becomes a more of a hypocritic nation when you don't get your way and you say that, well, I'm not going to support. Well, you don't support. You're only not supporting yourself. It's imbecilic to not want to see the country survive. I mean, you know, again, everybody is not the same. But when it comes down to it, we are all Americans. And until we finally figure it out that we are Americans first, we're going to continue to struggle along these same lines of BS. And it's very frustrating because really what we're doing is we're hurting future generations. And we're making the divide farther versus bringing it together. And quite frankly, it kind of makes me want to puke when I listen to the garbage that is spoken out there. But this is the Bubba Show. And as always, I appreciate you being here to spend the day with me. And when you miss me, you can go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge. And I urge you to go check out BubbaTrading.com as we get ready for 2017. And we've got our new hedging program ready to go. If you'd like to hear what it's all about, I'll be happy to send you a free recording. Just email me at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com and I will send it to you immediately. This is the Bubba Show. Top Bubba Horowitz. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Top Bubba Horowitz. Everybody have a great day.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.